fish barrel, drain the barrel. This is Jav Parrish. It's almost too easy to say something castigating President Bush and Vice President Cheney for their unprecedented joint trip to Capitol Hill last week to lobby for torture. Too easy. Sort of like fish in a barrel. Except that rather than a gun, the appropriate analogy is to drain the barrel and watch the fish flap around for a while, just for the fun of it. Maybe the fish will tell you something you want to hear. That, not accurate intelligence, which is almost never produced by torture, is the whole point of the Bush push for the right to torture. It helps destroy what's left of America's moral standing, sure, and granted, it exposes U.S. soldiers captured by enemies to far greater risk, and it's morally despicable. But it allows Bush and his cronies to lie credibly, and that's the point. This can be seen most dramatically in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq, best documented in the case of Ibn al-Sheikh al-Abi. Al-Abi, an upper-level al-Qaeda operative, was an early war on terror capture rendered by the CIA to Egypt. There, torturers elicited a demonstrably preposterous statement that Iraq had been training al-Qaeda operatives in explosives and chemical weapons. This claim, in turn, was included in President Bush's key Cincinnati speech to the country on October 7, 2002, just 3 days before Congress voted on the war. It was repeated by the administration numerous times during its drumbeat for war, including Colin Powell's UN speech of February 2003. Intelligence agencies were skeptical of the claims all along, but their voices were stifled. Later, Al-Abi himself managed to get out the message that the confession was false, obtained via torture. Torture had done exactly what Bush wanted, providing seemingly credible evidence to back up a monstrous lie. Another example, remember Jose Padilla? The dirty bomb plot for which Padilla, a U.S. citizen, spent 3.5 years charged with no crime and rotting incommunicado in a military brig before a U.S. Supreme Court decision forced the feds to actually charge him with a crime and let him face trial? At which point the so-called dirty bomb plot wasn't even mentioned? That Jose Padilla? Ever wonder where the U.S. got evidence for the dirty bomb allegations? Well, it turns out that the guy who ratted on Padilla was none other than 9/11 plotter Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was waterboarded, at least, as part of his aggressive interrogation. We can only imagine the circumstances under which Padilla's name was offered up, and by whom. This, not the debate over moral imperatives, efficacy, risk to soldiers and the like, is the real heart of the matter. Bush and Cheney want the right to torture because they think it will help them lie with impunity, and they are so committed to needing to be able to lie that none of the rest of the issues, including the threat to troops and the damage it causes to the larger goal of preventing terror, trumps that. Remember when W first took office and his supporters crowed that, finally, adults were in charge of running things? We can concede that Clinton was in at least some ways stuck in adolescence. But currently, it appears the nation is being run by 7-year-olds, specifically not very bright, dissembling, lying, frightfully cruel and vicious 7-year-old boys, the type who get ants under a magnifying glass or pull the wings or legs off insects just to see what happens. Ants, fish, insects, human beings, whatever. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.